What would you say for bugs?
You couldn't understand if you'd have heard them. Believe it or not, instead of hound pig, it was gold pig. G-O, gold pig. Telling the gold pig and expecting him to come to you. That was funny, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But peculiar.
Have you ever heard of any other type of building for keeping grain around the farm?
Well, I don't know if you'd call it a building or not, but there's a silo that you you keep grain in, yeah.
And that would be for grain, is that for grain that's going to be used for feed? Or?
You can use it for, the model I have, we didn't have any. You keep those silos and you can put your feed in there already prepared for your cattle or stock, livestock. Or there are some types of silos, that's two different types. There's some people call a silo something that you can keep your, after you've shucked your corn, leave it on the cob and put it in there.
What about, what would a silo, would that be round?
Yeah, all I've ever seen was. And all the pictures I've ever seen of them were.
What about a, you ever heard of another kind of building to keep the corn in?
I can't recall it. I probably have read of it, but I've never seen it.
Well, have you ever worked with cutting hay?
Worked with what?
Have you ever cut hay?
No.
Where would you keep your cows when they were, you had them in?
Well, 9 times out of 10, they call it a cow pen.
And would it have any kind of shelter in it?
You know what?
Would it have any kind of shelter in it?
Well, you could call it a shed. Or is that the only shelter would be? Just a, like a roof up on stakes about 6 or 7 feet high. That'll just keep them out of severe weather was all.
What about the hogs? Where would you keep them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called a hog pen.
Did you have the hogs running loose too?
Yeah. Everything ran loose up there again in the country.
Kept them branded?
Mm-hmm. Marked. It was all marked, same as the horse, not the horses got marked, but same as the cows.
For refrigeration, how did you go about keeping milk and butter, keep this corn?
Drink it.
Drink it?
That's the best way to keep it. Because we didn't have, the only ice I ever seen was in wintertime.
We didn't have any kind of place to store it?
No, we weren't fortunate, that fortunate. We didn't have the, seems as I told you, it was a very poor family. And we didn't have the, we had a well. That's what, that was our water supply, was a well that dug right down in that clay I was telling you about. But otherwise, we didn't have no running, creek running through and so forth and so on. In other words, like back then, if we got our fresh meat, maybe one of the neighbors this month would kill a steer and divide it among several families. And by the time that was gone, by the time you got to wanting some more, another neighbor would kill one. Neighbors were neighbors in those days. It wasn't like they are now. Of course, we got some fine neighbors, we have.
Call a type of farm that raises cattle for milk?
Dairy.
Would you use dairy for any other thing?
Do you use a dairy for any other thing?
Would you use the word dairy for it?
You, no.
Like for the processing plant or anything like that?
Use the word dairy for a processing plant?
A milk processing.
No, I know. All I know in processing milk would be pasteurizing, that's what I would know. I don't think you'd call that a dairy, you might.